Welcome to Solutions for a Simpler Life. This is Glenda Lehman Irvin with Lehman's on the Square in Kidron, Ohio. We're glad you've joined us. Simplicity is the ultimate sophistication. So said Leonardo da Vinci, brilliant Renaissance artist. You know, I'm not a fan of New Year's resolutions. Why should there only be one day a year when you're encouraged to make a fresh start? That said, any time of the year is a good time for me to think of ways to improve myself and the world in which I take up space. Because at Lehman's, we stand for a simpler life, allow me to share some simple living thoughts running around my already crowded brain. First, what a simple life isn't. It isn't easy. Why would I spend the time and energy baking bread with my daughter when there are a dozen fantastic bakeries within 10 minutes of me? I do it because it is satisfying and it creates a memory. Because it is quiet time I can spend with my daughter. And because my mother baked bread with me. So if I don't bake bread with my daughter, how will she learn to bake bread with her daughter in the future? Second, a simple life isn't about ridding yourself of treasured possessions. Look at all the stuff you're surrounded with. Some of it precious, some of it not. Spend some time in your favorite room of the house. Pick up an item. Look at it. Really look at it. Do you love it? Do you use it? Do you want it? Then keep it. If not, donate, sell, or recycle it. For example, I have some of my mother's jewelry given to me by my father when she passed away almost 20 years ago. I love it. I have a box of my children's artwork. Not every piece, just the special ones. I want it. I have several skillets, but they each have a different purpose. I use it. However, the clothes I haven't worn since 2014, the magazines I haven't read since 2017, the plastic containers with no lids clogging up my cupboards, they gotta go. Third, a simple life isn't only about saving money. Although a simple life will typically save you money, it might be cheaper to buy your clothes or that fancy birthday cake than to make it yourself. Do you have the time and energy to make it yourself? Does it give you a feeling of satisfaction? If the answer is yes, it's worth every penny. So, if that's what a simpler life isn't, let's talk about what a simpler life is. A simpler life is about taking another step forward on your journey to an intentional, fulfilling life. But why? Why spend the time? You'll feel the satisfaction and fulfillment it brings as you slow down and savor life's simple pleasures. Simple products with honest ingredients are easier to understand. Quality tools bring pleasure to your creative work. Simpler values are sustainable so you can prepare for challenges. And it's all upheld by strong relationships with companions, community, and kin. My journey to a simpler life is based on four pillars. One, a simpler life is satisfying. We yearn for a finished project and an I made it with my own hands sense of accomplishment. Living a lively, active, engaged life fulfills our most basic needs. Example, I used to have a neighbor with two young boys. Every summer, she would take them berry picking, complete with little metal buckets. They would spend the afternoon tromping through the brambles collecting berries, their mouths and fingers turning blue from all the sampling. When they returned home, she would make a fresh blueberry pie. One summer evening, she brought the pie to our home for dessert. The conversation that entire meal revolved around the satisfaction she felt as she took her children on a literal field trip, just like her grandmother used to take her and her sisters. The second pillar is a simple life is understandable. For a simpler life, stick to simple truths. Complicated information that's hard to understand blinds us to what's real. Making sure we know the truth also means giving ourselves choices that are understandable. Example, we often make cider at our retail store in Kidron. We purchase apples from the local orchard and set up our fruit press on the front porch of the store. Customers love to watch and try the cider from the press and then enjoy the fresh, crisp cider. The most often asked question is, what's the recipe? And the answer is apples, just apples. The only recipe is what type of apples you use. And that, my friends, is truly understandable. Three, a simpler life is sustainable. Nothing is more sustainable than human-powered activity, quality tools that can be repaired by their owners, and ingredients that come from places you know. A simpler life is sustainable during a 2-hour power failure. in the face of weeks without electricity or when you live completely off the grid. Example, a traditional lawnmower has an engine that requires oil and gas. If it stops working, what do? Load it up in the truck and take it back to the dealer. With our real mower, if it's not working, you're not walking. 4. A simpler life is comforting. For a simpler life, invest in relationships with community, companions, and kin. The comfort and happiness and pleasures we yearn from come from loved ones and spending time with them. It's about having a shoulder to cry on when you need it and being that shoulder for someone else. It means having someone to call for help when you're overwhelmed and helping when someone else is overwhelmed. Strong relationships are tightly woven into the fabric of a simpler life. Example, in Amish country, there is a tradition of relying on each other, not the outside community, when a member needs help. They put that belief into practice when putting up a barn. The men gather to do the work and the women prepare the meal. The event is called a frolic because it combines socializing with a practical goal. The barn raising fulfills a need and also serves to tie the Amish community together, reinforcing their society through a very visible reflection of the importance of relationships. So, my friends, as you begin each day, be bold and take the next step on your journey to a simpler life. This is Glenda Lehman Irvin with Lehman's, where we stand for a simpler life. Thanks for listening. For more, visit laymans.com.